Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
57,
officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Here we are, Remo Williams, MJ, Big Zach. This is just a melee of MCs in this.
That's right, motherfuckers. I'm back.
What's the word melee mean?
I don't know.
It's like anarchy.
Free for all. Exactly. Yeah. Anarchy is a good way to say it. Yeah.
Melee is like a big fight scene in a movie.
Yeah. Although we're not fighting.
A
melee of peace. Melee of peace. It's a bloodbath of peace.
It should have. Melee is when you hit him with the butt of your gun on Call of Duty, I think.
That's right.
Should have melee.
Straight
attack.
Melee.
It's an attack.
Let me just recap quick. Episode 56 last week, I had Freeze on of Illuminus 3 Soul Tools.
Freeza burner.
Yeah, Sub-Zero.
That's my man.
For real, three. Too easy.
Yeah, we talked about Michael Jackson's album Bad. Who's bad? Who's gonna sing? Who's gonna sing? Who's got vocals?
Your blood is mine. something.
I initially proposed to him to talk about Shaquille O'Neal's Shaq Diesel album.
Oh.
Yeah, because someday I want to talk about how, I mean, it's a terrible album, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But as far as like an athlete making music,
so I can boom
shakalaka boom. I'm glad he knows it. Anyone familiar with Shaq Diesel at all?
Yeah. I skipped it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, when he dropped that first song with
Foosh Nickens,
me and my homies thought that was tight.
Yeah.
So we were like, whoa, this dude, and he wasn't even in the league yet. He was straight out of college.
Okay, right.
We were like kind of excited as basketball fans and rap fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the record dropped, we were like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But his rap on that, Foosh Nickens.
Can we rock?
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
And he takes a shot at Alonzo Mourning and Christian Leitner.
Not a Christian Leitner.
Those were the rookies that came out that year.
Yeah.
Right?
Rap beef.
Yeah.
Rap beef.
Yeah, because he was the first. Was he the first pick?
Yeah.
Shaq?
Oh, yeah.
And then Christian Leitner, then Alonzo Mourning?
Okay. We got Christian.
All right. Yeah. Could you imagine if the Timberwolves would have gotten Shaq?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We had the balls in the lottery. Because we had the worst record.
Right.
I got a Shaq story. Should I tell the Shaq story?
Yes, absolutely. All right.
I was maybe 14 at Sam Goody in the Mall of America. Let me set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm in the rap section at the Mall of America. It's All-Star Weekend. So, I'm in the rap section, looking at CDs, you know, doing my thing.
It's like 93, right?
Yeah, 93. It was, you know, it might as well have been 1844. It was that long ago. So, I'm in the rap section, and all of a sudden, I look over to the glass surrounding the store. You know, kind of the glass separating the inside of the store from the outside of the store.
Right.
And people are plastered up against the window all of a sudden. It was kind of an unsettling feeling, like, what the hell's going on? I turn the other direction, look down towards the floor, and there is the biggest shoe planting 1 foot away from me that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Nice.
Eyes work all the way up. It's Shaquille O'Neal.
Nice.
Excuse me, little dude. I get out of his way. He walks to the back of the store. There's him, Penny Hardaway, and a couple other guys that were here from the All-Star game.
Wow.
Back there buying a stack of CDs as big as, I don't know, you can't really see my hands, but they're up. It's a large.
Yeah.
It's a large, large thing of CDs.
Like a four-footer.
Yeah. We're talking like 70 CDs and a bunch of DVDs. There's ball now. People all over the place.
Was there DVDs yet?
Yeah. They just came out because they bought Murder Was the Case. So
a mini movie.
Yeah. And that was the coolest thing. That even made it cooler. I'm like, damn, they're buying the coolest movie ever, too.
Right.
So he comes back into the rap section where I am after a couple of minutes. So I took my shot. I said, yo, Shaq, if I buy your CD, will you sign it? And he says, I don't want you to buy the CD because I'm standing here. I want you to buy it because of what's on it. I said, okay. So I grabbed the Drew Down CD and went to the register. Bought it. Came back, lingered around for a little bit. One of the security guards told me, yeah, that's Penny Hardaway. They're here doing this. They're buying more CDs than I've seen anybody in life. They just bought the last copies of A Murder Was the Case. It was dope.
Nice.
Yep.
Jack, so did Jack's he sign nice your dude. Drew Down?
No, he did not. But I mean, even at 13 or however old I was, I was nine. I wasn't gonna buy the Return of Shaq Fu.
Right. You know, it's kind of funny the correlation between Shaq and the Mall of America. That was kind of one of the things they had was whatever that first sports store they had there.
Oshman's.
Was it Oshman's? And they had the big glass case with the Shaq's shoe in there.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
was like
yeah.
a size 21 or something like that.
Was that the one where they had the, or was it just for feet or something, where they had the hoop, like they had the basketball court in there?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
came in the rotunda?
Yeah.
That was dope.
Right.
Going
to the Mall of America.
You remember that? You don't remember when you come in from the transit? Like it was right on the left. It was like the first thing you see.
Went to the mall, went straight up to the movie theater.
Nice.
Yeah. If I ever tried to walk around, I got lost.
Yeah. Still to this day, or what?
But I wanted to say this. We were talking about Bad, Michael Jackson, and then we were reminded that at one point in time, Michael Jackson, who had pretty much endless amount of money, decided to own a monkey,
yes.
a chimpanzee named Bubbles, which came up in conversation before we started recording here.
I don't know if it was a chimpanzee.
Yeah, chimpanzee. Yeah,
it was a chimp.
He's got his own fucking Wikipedia page that I'm looking at right now because we wanted to know, was Bubbles still alive, you know? And he is. He still lives. Bubbles lives.
How old is he?
Bubbles was born in 1983, so he's old as fuck. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, 83, so 30, 31.
That's a good 31.
Year. Yeah. He's a common chimpanzee as a species.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he
actually,
is male.
I was thinking of orangutans. That was, he's not
oh,
a
right,
orangutan,
right.
just
no,
a straight. He's just more like a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, a monkey's monkey. Monkey
and
of the people.
The previews for the Return of the Planet of Apes or Rise of the
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah cool. definitely. Yeah, I like those.
Cool.
Is Bubbles in it?
I think it's loosely based on his life.
I wanted to read a little excerpt here from his Wikipedia page because a lot of people are very concerned about Bubbles' well-being.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And some things I did not know. He was initially kept at the Jackson's family home in Encino, California.
The Neverland Ranch.
Neverland Ranch? That's in
right.
Encino?
Yeah.
I did not know that. No, well, okay, it says, but was moved to Neverland Ranch in 1988.
Okay.
There, he slept in a crib in Jackson's bedroom.
Nice.
Right?
Nice. Just,
now things are making sense
here. He's probably got some stories.
Is that Wikipedia confirmed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that one of the questionable comments?
Bubbles updates this all the time.
That's too good /bad.
Yeah.
And he used the singer's toilet and ate candy in the Neverland movie theater.
Nice.
Fucking monkey.
Ballin'.
But it says Bubbles had matured into a large and aggressive adult chimp, unsuitable as a companion animal. So he was sent to an animal trainer and was a poor... Get this. Okay. This is in here. I'm just reading this. He was sent to a California animal trainer where he was reported to have attempted suicide.
Oh,
wow.
Bubbles.
Bubbles, man.
They cut
wow.
him off
What's
the
wrong
Marlboros
with you?
Or something.
Wow.
But Michael was gone.
Well, he was no longer with
Michael. He was no longer with Michael, yeah.
He felt the loss.
Yeah. Attempted suicide. Yeah. That's
think,
just
man, if you
downer.
Had all that money, you know,
He's
from
like,
Bubbles'
there
perspective,
there ain't
I'm
no
saying.
Movie theater up in here, man.
Where am I supposed to get my candy? So
wow.
when the trainer closed that operation in 2004, Bubbles was moved to the Center for Great Apes, a sanctuary in Florida, where he has lived since 2005. So,
wow.
Just a little update on Bubbles. Keep everyone up to date.
True Hollywood stories.
Yeah. Behind the music.
For real. We tried to contact him for an interview, but there was no response as of right now.
Yeah. So.
No, and I'm looking right now. It's yeah. I keep refreshing since we started, but
no response
official response yet.
Y'all got the next big MJ in the house anyway.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But so let's go around the room here. What's your favorite Michael Jackson album if you have one?
Honestly, I think Off the Wall was actually a little bit more sonically groundbreaking than Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fascinating, like the backstory that I've heard that, you know, Quincy Jones did both albums.
Right.
And Mike had
all
to
three,
fight.
Actually.
Yeah,
Off the
true,
Wall.
True,
Thriller,
true.
Yeah.
He did the first two, especially. And Mike had to fight to keep him on. The record label heard the first couple of records they did and did not want him to do it. They thought he was too disco. which is hilarious because Quincy Jones, I don't know if anybody knows a lot of the backstory about Quincy Jones. He basically godfathered jazz and kept it alive for like an entire era.
Okay.
Before any kind of computers or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you, one of the most fascinating books I've ever read was Q, his autobiography. This guy kept like a 70-person operation as far as a tour on, you know, up and going all through Europe for months, you know, maybe even like years at a time, all by himself. Mm-hmm. Like booking hotel accommodations for you, your wife, your dog, your sick child. I mean, 70, 80,
my
90
chimpanzee.
People. Yes, yes, your unsociable chimpanzee. For, I mean, forever. Like, this guy was a machine. He did hits for everybody. Frank Sinatra. I mean, it's really one of the most fascinating books. I recommend it, highly recommend reading that. It's like, I when I put it down, it felt like I just watched about 14 movies in one book.
Wow.
So, and then for that to be kind of a crowning achievement later on in his career is it was really, really fascinating part about it. So, Off the Wall, I think does not get nearly the recognition that it should.
Very good. MJ.
Yeah, mine's not gonna, I'm not gonna be able to elaborate as much on mine, but Black or White, the record, Black or White, watch the video.
Yeah.
You remember with all the faces changing and stuff, all the different races.
Macaulay Culkin was rapid.
Right.
It just brings me back to a time when I was, you know, a young kid, seeing the video and like, it's nostalgia, I guess. But right. I like that record just because that's the Michael Jackson record that I'll always remember, is that Black or White video, how huge it was when they released. I think they did like a huge world premiere for it.
Like on regular TV.
It got really hyped up. It was MTV or something, but
we waited.
Me and my homie Benzo waited for that. Like, me and him were real into hip hop and Rap City and all that stuff back then, and that was kind of like planting the seed, you know?
Right. And I remember that. It was after, like, it was either before or after The Simpsons.
Yeah,
yep, on Fox.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
I had never seen anything like that
right.
before. Any kind
now,
of,
I didn't
like,
know.
This is just a video on Channel 9?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And I wasn't even trying to front either. I think the song is pretty corny.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know? It's a nice try, you know, but
it's a good message. A little corny, but, you know, at the time it was like, man, that's deep.
But yeah, that's my Michael Jackson story, man. I'll be honest, I don't follow Mike. I like the Jackson 5 and, like, the stuff Willie Hutch would write for them guys back in the day. Like, I like the old 70s funk and stuff, but never really got too into, like, the big 80s, 90s pop. You know, that's when hip-hop was taking over for me, so.
Yeah. I was a late adapter to the early Michael Jackson stuff, and that's why Off the Wall is actually my favorite.
For sure.
But in research for Bad, I didn't know that he kind of did the same thing as he did for Black and White, and debuted like a 30-minute kind of documentary that Martin Scorsese did.
Wow.
And it was on like CBS on like
a
prime time slot.
Wow.
You know, the Michael Jackson money. I'll just buy a half an hour time on prime time TV, you know, before cable was big.
He was huge, man.
And then debuted, it might have been Smooth Criminal video or something right after that.
Oh yeah,
you know?
He shot the whole movie where he turned into the big Voltron.
Yeah, and that was I was getting these two movies confused. That was Moonwalker.
Yeah, Moonwalker was I watched that like 100 times when I was a kid, man.
I played a game.
Yeah, video game, right?
Yeah, Michael Jackson he saved kids. Who would have thunk?
Right.
You'd like just moonwalk up to bad guys and throw your hat. It was dope.
Yeah, the special move was like a big synchronized dance thing where all the dudes would die at the end. That's a badass game, man.
Freeze had to correct me on that because I was getting this other 30-minute documentary and Moonwalker confused. I thought they were the same thing, but But Big Zach, how about you? Michael Jackson, favorite album?
I was actually never really a Michael Jackson fan.
Okay.
Of course, I've probably had great times of my life when music was in the background, but I don't think I've ever listened to a Michael Jackson record from top to bottom.
Okay.
That's my answer.
I appreciate your honesty.
I'm with you on that.
In
this
situation, you
could have
bullshit at us
answer.
And just been like, Thriller,
Thriller.
Yeah, definitely. Because of that one song, you know. Yeah. You know, but that's kind of what, as a kid, I remember listening to like the big radio songs, but never really getting into it. But in my adult life, I find myself at parties and I'm drunk. Off the Wall comes on, I'm just like, oh shit, you know, and then I start dancing, which isn't always a great sight, but I'm, to myself, I'm having a good time, you know what I mean?
Now,
that's kind of what got
me
back.
You ever been to a rave? You don't gotta know how to dance.
Now, not to go completely off course, but this actually brings up something that I noticed recently. Zach is kind of notorious for not seeing a bunch of stuff that everybody's seen. I do remember, wasn't it Alien?
The movie Alien?
He did. Okay. He did not know what I was talking about. Like, Alien, Alien. So yeah, this.
Yeah, on that same note, in my experience of getting to know Big Zach, he's experienced many things that I have not as well. You know, on some different levels. You know what I mean? So I get it. I get it. It's cool. Do your own thing. Fuck Alien.
Alien?
And no disrespect to the movie Alien, but fuck the movie Alien. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I want to. I think like for every winner, everyone that rises, like other people have to fall. I wonder who was the dude who dropped in like in 82 or 83, who had a hot record, but it didn't make the charts. It got disappeared because Michael overshadowed him so hard.
Right, yeah.
Like how many other artists we haven't heard of because of Michael Jackson shadow?
Right. Interesting.
Interesting.
You know, there's kind of in that same vein, some old R&B soul compilation that just came out about Minneapolis.
The Purple Snow.
Yeah, which was kind of based off of everyone that lived in the shadow of Prince, pretty mm-hmm. much.
Oh, that's dope.
But we're still like
yeah,
big local.
Yeah, it's like a book. I've seen it. Mujah showed it to me. Shout out to Mujah Messiah.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool to go and revisit that stuff. It's like people that either influenced or played with Prince around that time before he really blew up, you know. Unfortunately, there's nothing like that for people that lived in MJ's shadow. And I keep saying
rest
MJ,
in peace, Michael Jackson, man.
This is a good segue to MJ here.
Yeah.
This MJ.
Go MJ.
Yeah. The melted mind of MJ.
Let's go MJ, because MJ is just too plain. I had to put a go before it, and anybody who knows me knows what the go means. I don't stop. You know, I've been rapping. It'll be 3 years in October since the first time I got in the booth. I got 4 projects out. I got an album on the way. I got 2 more projects on ice that'll probably never get heard. And then like a whole bunch of other songs that are just...
He's got a release show coming up.
You're good.
Release show on Thursday, right?
Yep, release show. What is it? The 30th.
Yep, Thursday. January 30th at Doc's Landing in Maplewood, right by Maplewood Mall.
Maplewood?
Type it in your cell phone, Google it, ask a bum on the corner, they know where it is.
There are bums on the corners in that area.
Yes.
Yeah,
I am familiar. They're always asking me for money.
Hosted by...
Give them a granola bar.
The notorious DJ D-Mill.
Notorious.
Shout out to D-Mill. SP Style.
Shadyville. He just got that spot on the Shadyville roster.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Shadyville
what is,
DJs.
What is Shadyville?
It's like a nationwide... it's DJ Who Kids, kind of like nationwide DJ movement.
Network type deal?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It basically means we get special spots on... That Piff, live mixtapes, don't quote me on none of that, but ask D about it, he's doing big things.
Yeah. Shout out to D-Mail, man.
Should probably get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, that dude's
most
one
definitely.
Of the
you're gonna have
the
to fit him in,
pioneers,
fit in his
man.
Schedule.
I did my first 2 projects with him.
Yeah?
Yep, yep. Nice. 2004, 2005, I spent my whole summer, both summers, taking the bus all the way over to St. Paul from... And hot summers for
all
sure.
The way.
All
the
you know.
Yeah, I've been recording with D since about September. And before that, I was recording with Mike the Martyr over at him and Wiz's studio. They closed that down. I'm sure they got something new coming up soon.
Yeah, the Dab Lab.
Yeah, the
Rest
Dab
in peace,
Lab.
The Dab Lab.
Yep, we got a lot of records done in there, though. My album with Martyr, St. Paul's Son, probably coming out around, I would guess, April. But I got the mixtape Stealing Dudes right now that's about to drop on the 30th. So if you want to come out to Doc's Landing, it's no cover. 2-for-1s, 10 to midnight. Gonna be lots of girls out there. We're probably gonna have a little VIP thing out back, if you know what I mean. See a lot of East Side people out there. It'd be cool to see some Minneapolis heads too, you know, come out all the time. So
the project with Mike is called St. Paul.
St. Paul's Son.
Son, okay.
S-O-N.
Okay, gotcha.
Come out with me one night, you'll see why, man. We can't go nowhere without 10 people in the place knowing me, you know. It's cool. It's a smaller city than the app, but... You know, I'm over there every day too. I love Minneapolis. I'll never hermit myself to one city or pit the cities at each other. We're twins, you know. We got the same mind.
For sure, and that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're doing with the How Drunk show.
Right.
Trying to bring some St. Paul flavor back into the mix. A lot of St. Paul artists. MJ's on there. Zach's hosting it, and we're kind of over here getting the last little photos done. Thank you, Rob. Also does any and all needs you need for photos.
Photography.
Yeah, photography.
graphic design.
Award-winning graphic design.
Award-winning.
Yeah, you need stickers or anything. He's helping us get all this going for the How Drunk show.
Yeah, it's at Minnesota Music Cafe, yep, too, yep. So my Eastsiders better show up right there. I'm painting E7.
And that's March 5th. It's Beasley, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. It's going to be his release show. Martyr and myself are splitting a set. Zach's going to be running the whole thing for us. It's going to be dope. Shout out to Ace Entertainment that's getting involved in the whole movement. Brims and Tongues. It's going to be Katana is on the show. Meta. It's going to be dope, man. Minnesota Music Cafe, March 5th.
Meta's on it?
Yep.
Ooh, that's what's up, man. My first time getting to rock with Meta. I'm honored. And Big Zach on the same bill.
Yep. Meta's from St. Paul. Katana's from St. Paul. Mike, who runs Brims and Tongues, is from St. Paul. It's going down.
It is going down.
Yes.
Should we talk about Brims and Tongues real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah? Let's you know about it, Brims and Tongues?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
are, when Zach showed up here, we kind of broke the news to him that the Thank You Rob podcast is no longer unofficially sponsored by Pearson Salted Nut Roll.
Oh, it's sponsored by Brims and Tongues?
That's now right. It's officially sponsored by Brims and Tongues,
and
right?
It's large, man. Do we get some free t-shirts?
If I had some, I'd give you some.
I got a nut roll.
Yeah.
Usually I like to, I can give you another free sticker on the way out the door, but you know. Yeah. Yeah, Brims and Tongues, man, they sponsor the show, and it's good local entrepreneurship, you know, and I rock Brims and Tongues. I know Remo does, they sponsor a few of his shows.
Oh yeah. You know? We've been involved for a while. Mike, who runs Brims and Tongues, partnered up with me to help me get my album On Location pressed up last summer. You know, partnered up with us. We went out of town together, did a show in Fargo together. They were a big, heavy presence at the double release show me and Wiz did at Honey. Sold that thing out last summer. They're great people, man. Ace Amber Cleveland is somebody I'm really happy to have in my corner, and you know, just an all around good person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I've seen them out at the State Fair too. They had the little booth outside the gates. Oh, yeah. Next year we're gonna be up in the gates.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to Big Zach here. What's new with you?
I think I gotta slide in some quick. Cancer did one of our records with D-Mill too.
Yeah,
I just slide in because if D-Mill was listening, he'd be like, "Why ain't Zach recognize that?" but it was the dopest one. Yeah,
everyone has a correlation with D-Mill.
Yeah, at some
point.
Actually, I got a small D-Mill story.
Let's hear it.
Nice. Let's. Yeah. Right.
People live to hear your stories. They do.
Check this out. I feel with all my years in the local rap scene and just rapping, I don't feel there's nobody out there that can tell you that I ever screwed them over when it came to anything, money, anything. That's why I truly believe in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Except for in like 98, right? I was throwing these shows at this cafe.
This is a good story. I can already tell this is going to be good.
but I wasn't in charge of the money. My guy DJ Serum, you know, I'm going to put the blame on him. You know what I'm saying? He was on some shit like... He was like, we shouldn't be paying motherfuckers. And I was like, what do you mean we don't pay people? You know what I'm saying? So, like, chop up the money at the end of the night. And he gives me $10, a $10 bill to give to D-Mill. You know, and y'all know that's pretty insulting to give somebody.
Even back then.
Even back then.
Yeah.
So I had to go give D-Mill the $10. And like, he looked at me like, what the fuck? Like, it would have been less insulting if I didn't pay him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We were only paying people like $25-$30 a night. But, you know, there's a difference between 30 and...
10, right.
Morally back then, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's always been on the back of my mind for like 15 years, right? I go out to Somerset concert on Sunday, got there, start kicking it, got turned up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm walking around all high and shit. I run in D-Mail, I give him this big speech about that shit. I give him $30.
Nice.
Nice. Never too late. Nice. Never too late to square up, man.
So I feel like bills is all paid.
Right?
Nice.
He was probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's like, you could have told people you gave me more money. You know?
Yeah, let me interject real quick, too. It'll be a good time to say, even though I stole all the dues, it's still our right to square up on a debt whenever. That's for everybody, sure. Eastside, everywhere. If you got a debt, square it up. It's never too late.
Right. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know who you are?
I'm karmatically, all that balances out. Believe,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The one thing that is the one I don't want to know is credit cards and stuff like that. Because I feel like people get tricked in the credit card matrix.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if D-Mill has his own credit card. If you can get an like SB style card, you know.
Who, Run? The Run card?
Yeah, the Rush card. I'm willing to bet D-Mill has one of those out already. I would not be surprised in the slightest.
The SB style.
Yep.
Yeah, credit card. Get it.
There's a picture of him DJing on the card.
You know, for real. Yeah. For real, I would not be surprised.
Speaking of that, you know, in funny ways, life has a way to bring karma back. You know, my wife was just at the Taco Bell drive-thru, and she was waiting in line for like 10 minutes. The lady in front of her was taking forever, and the lady like gave the window another $20 to pay for the car for my wife, you know.
So
that's never happened to us, you know. So that's great, man. Taco Bell for free. Right? Saved us like $6.
Yep, free Taco Bell. Winning.
Yeah, winning. Yeah, that's cool.
Winning.
Well, how are things going for this show you got coming up here, Remo?
Good. You know, doing this with you, getting this poster up and running. We're trying to go all out with it. We're, you know, nice ad campaign, getting on it early. And so this is a big part of it. And then we're going to try and do a little bit of recon, making sure all of our ducks are in a row with the venue, with everybody, you know, being nice and organized. That's why I'm also happy. Just Zach's world-renowned skills at just being a host of shows really precedes him, you know. So if we have everything lined up and then turn it over to the professionals, you know, and just, you know, cross our fingers, you know, cross our T's and dot our lowercase J's. Right. You know, things really should take off. So,
Big Zach, you know. By the way, author of a few books. A couple. Are you working on anything new?
Yeah. I'm working on part two to the. I'm working on my fourth book right now. That's part two to the When Bees Enslave Ants. It's been real fun. You know, I don't got no book deal. It's all underground hustle. But
now, for those that don't know, will you give us a brief history of what? Now, what is the byline on the side of the book? How does it explain it?
Hip hop superheroes, psychedelic science fiction.
There you go.
Yes. That sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah. And then not to get too into it, you're also in the process of turning that into an audiobook, is what I understand.
We're supposed to keep that on the low, but since we do that out there, we took in the first couple steps and started some recording. But it's an art form we've never done before, but we're trying to get in and just make it happen and bend the rules as much as we can. So we'll see what can come about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's a little different. It's a little different than just recording an album.
Yeah.
Because an audiobook translates to like 5 CDs or something,
right? Yeah. We were figuring that out the hard way, like doing the math. Like, no, that's 60 hours. That can't be right. Somebody.
I just
read fast.
Game of Thrones book 3. Uh-huh. It was 1,128 pages.
Yeah.
And then I saw the audiobook for sale online. And I'm like, man, I mean, what is that, like 10 CDs? Maybe 12?
Wow.
1,128 pages?
Mm-hmm. And they're not cheap audiobooks.
Yeah, they're not.
What is that, trilogy of books that's all about, like, bondage and...
50 Shades of Grey,
yeah. I saw those at Barnes & Noble one day on audiobook, and I was like, how does that... You know, I just know it's kind of like a adult-based, you know, the topics in the book. Like, who's reading the story, and how are they interpreting, like... I was whipping her with a, you know, leather strap of a dog leash.
I'm good at that shit, man. I should have called him. That's my chick. She was on the town.
But either way, it was like $70 for the audiobook, you know what I mean? Because it's like 6 CDs or something, you know?
I guess you're initially paying someone to read you the page.
Right.
Yeah, women are all in. They just put out like a poster, you know, of a dude looking out a window saying the movie's coming out in like 2 years. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Has anybody read it?
No, you know what? When I was working at a consulting firm downtown like 2 years ago, and one of my neighbors, you know, in the cubicle next to me, would lean over about every 10 minutes and give me the layout of the first two books and what was going on. So I vicariously ran through it.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Fascinating, life-changing stuff, let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
I have heard from my married friends that when their wives read the book, that things get a little crazy in the bed, you know, after the reading. So
yeah.
That's worth $70.
Yeah, it might be.
Oh yeah,
you can buy toys.
50
you can
Shades
buy movies,
of Hay.
But... Hey girl. So it's always nice when an audiobook is read by the person that either wrote the book or like biographies. You know, when like the actual
autobiographies
mm-hmm. are read yeah. by the official whoever it's about. You know what I mean?
I guess at that point it becomes an autobiography.
Autobiography.
You know, you add more syllables into it, and it adds
it sounds,
more importance.
Yeah, it sounds very
that's
important.
What I've,
that's right.
Kind of a rule of thumb.
And the way that you guys have explained it off mic, which I will not get into detail, it sounds like a very unique way to do the audiobook for
yes.
When Bees Enslave Ants.
Yes, we've already said too much.
Yes, I should probably stop then. So that's what's next. But you got a sequel to the book that you're working on?
Yeah, okay. I got it all laid out on some C-Rob Run, C-Rob Jump. And I'm just going through.
Interesting.
So the book's
about
me.
So it's
about
Rob. Yeah,
that's,
it's about Rob.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd imagine you worked me into it. I just, you know. I won't get into further detail, but I would imagine I would.
Yeah.
So that's your fourth book?
Yeah. I wrote a little book of short stories that I put out a couple of months ago called Living in Lyrics. I've only sold like 200-300 of them, but okay. It's been fun. It's been, because the Bees Enslave Ants was kind of a complex puzzle for people to open up.
Right.
So this one's real easy. People have told me, I've seen people tweet that they read it in 4 hours or something.
Mm-hmm. Really nice. Okay.
And then, of course, we're skipping your first book, which I think
is very important.
Yeah, you can bring it up every show because it's that dope.
Hey, I really think that's fresh. Rob has a copy here, and all the artists that have been coming through, he's had signed it, and that's a real beautiful thing for me to see.
For those of you that aren't aware, it is called Head Spin, Headshots in History, Growing Up in Twin Cities Hip Hop by the infamous Zach Combs, who we have in the studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach
Combs. Yeah, and I got to say, with that book, like for me, I've been in the scene now. I'm kind of the new guy around. I've been recording now for almost 3 years. But when I first started recording and I first heard about that book and picked it up, it made me realize that being over on the east side my whole life, man, I didn't know about none of this stuff. It had me digging through the racks up at Fifth Element and everything, looking up all these old dudes. And anytime you hear me say Shots Paul on a record, I picked up that slang from that book.
Oh, that's geez, right.
That's dope. Yeah.
Shouts to Gene Poole and...
Is the I don't know. I mean, there's
Pesci.
A good chance
Pesci.
now
Flo
he's
Pesci.
He sold like 6 or 7 million copies of this book. So like, there might be a chance. Some people are asking, you know, if Zach could read a little bit of the book. Is there like your favorite part of the book?
No, he doesn't want to do it.
I gotta ask this: is there any part of the book, you know, the repercussions of it or anything that you have not been able to address on the record yet?
Good question.
I did actually address something in the book that in my new book, Living in Lyrics. I kind of put a public apology. If there's one thing I could take out of that book, is when I was I must have been like 20. I was in a crew with a bunch of kids, and two.
You're in a gang.
Just like a B-boy hip hop crew. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? And two of the rap or one DJ and one rapper got into a little conflict over a girl. And the girl just ended up getting with another cat from the crew, you know what I'm saying? And I tried to express that, and I'm trying to give a lesson, like if I could go back in time and tell those little teenage homies, like, you guys, listen, like, if we really focus here, there isn't going to be no problem getting girls. Are you guys really going to break up the crew because
because
this chick has manipulated three of you or right. two mm-hmm. of you or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the way that story is told in that book, I kind of tarnished because I could have said just more good about the dudes that I told the story.
Okay, right.
So
okay.
I gave him an apology. There's a chapter in my new book called Public Apology where I just try to kind of take it.
Trying to clear the air a little
bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish I wouldn't have put that in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right. What have been some of your biggest surprises in your transition from being, you know, one of the staples in hip-hop, you know, Minneapolis hip-hop scene to becoming an author and kind of like that whole role and everything?
Actually, it's been kind of going in reverse for years and years. You could see me, see Carnage too, and different cats would be out holding their boxes of CDs outside the show, mm-hmm. selling hand to hand. And then I got in this group, More Than Lights, and we got a little farther. We got a little more popularity.
reached a little more success. Things were kind of going a little wave up. And then I went down to reading the books, and now you'll see me back outside of a show with a box of books.
Books instead of CDs.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
That's where I caught mine. Oh, outside of outside of O'Gara's The Garage or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Dope.
It was that benefit for Jesse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you said the new book, the Living in Lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a book, too?
Yeah, I got one.
Nice. So you've only I heard you said you've only sold about 200, 300 of these?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those are good numbers.
Yeah.
Good numbers. That's not bad. I guess when we see you with a chimp, you know, then we'll know that you've really made it.
Yeah. I hear Bubbles isn't doing much.
I hear he's available.
You know? Yeah.
He's looking for a home. All he needs is candy and a toilet.
Yeah.
And a baby crib.
Yeah. You guys watch a lot of movies, you know?
Nice. All right.
Cool.
I don't know that Planet of the Apes stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You could reenact that if you get Bubbles at the house.
So about that, is that the new one? Is it a sequel to the last one? Because the remake of Planet of the Apes to Rise of the Planet of the Apes was...
It's the prequel.
Oh, it's the prequel to Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the new one that...
Mark Wahlberg did Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Which was basically the old movie redone.
Right.
Then they did the prequel.
And that's Rise.
And then this is something.
Dawn
of the Planet of the Apes, right?
I think from the commercial, it looks like a virus wiped out most of the population.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 8 years later. Yeah, but then the chimps are up. Remember at the end of the last one, they go up in Golden Gate Park or something?
Oh, right. Yep. And they're living in the trees.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good movie.
Yeah,
I didn't really care for the remake of Planet of the Apes.
That Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Nah.
That was all right, but I'm a fan of the original, you know? That was one of those shows, like, in high school. I remember coming home. My curfew was always 1 a.m. I'd come home and either drunk or high, you know, and turn on the TV, and that was on, like, Sci-Fi Network.
At 12:59, like, right? You come running in at
12:59. Yeah, and the show started at 1. And just, you know, I remember, like, you're fucked up, you're a little tipsy, and you turn that on, and you're like... It's just kind of mesmerizing. It's like these are people in suits and they're dressed like apes. And
get your filthy paws off.
Very
you
dramatic.
Damn dirty ape.
Very dramatic.
Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius. That's awesome that you know that.
Yeah.
The Simpsons?
Simpsons reference right there. Yeah.
Egypto Knuckles would love to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Shout out to Egypto Knuckles. He's the man.
Enux.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things I'll plug in real quick. I'm kind of fresh, so not too many people are familiar with my music. If you want to get more familiar, www.gomjmusic.com. That's GOMJMUSIC.com.
No fancy hip hop Z's for S's.
What's up with that, man?
I'm a wordsmith. I don't play with that. I might in my notebook I can spell it how I want, but if we're putting it out there, it's music. It's not music.
Right.
No, it is.
But
it is
still music.
Say it how you want, spell it how you want, but that's the website, gomjmusic.com.
Right, .com.
Download
did you know, by
free.
The way, did you know that every three-letter .com website there is no more? Everyone has been used or purchased.
Every combination.
So like ABC.com, CBA.com.
24 letters? There's 24 or 26.
Three letters. He's saying like three-letter ones.
How many letters in the alphabet?
26.
26. And every combination... Yeah.
No, I don't think he's saying that. He's saying like every three-letter one.
Yeah, any combination of the three. Yeah.
I don't know if all of them. Have
yes,
been used,
all of them have been
every,
purchased. This is big news. This is big news.
It's more complex than a football ticket.
You know.
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I know Remo Williams with a Z is not used up yet.
No, I'm sorry. No, just three like letters. Three, like ABC.
Oh, that's what I. That's what I thought you were getting.
Like
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Or anything.
Well, that's a sad day.
It is. It's just.
So for all of you out there who were just, you know, kind of sleeping on, you know, any day now, I'm just going to go get my website done up here. I'm just,
I'm gonna
you
go
know.
Buy one.com.
Yeah. And for you guys who don't use the internet, I'm not big on computers, internet shit like that. Go up to Urban Lights Music in St. Paul on University Avenue. They got
Shout
all
out
the
to Tim
J
Wilson.
Records. Yep, Tim Wilson. He's a good dude. They got all three of my projects.
Nice.
They'll soon have the Stealing Dudes up there, too.
Right. They're the staple in Twin Cities and St. Paul.
Real
Absolutely.
Close to the Turf Club. Catch us up there sometime this summer. First Ave took it over, so you know we're going to start booking shows up there. It's going to be live.
So you're a St. Paul cat.
Yes.
What are some good St. Paul venues for artists to play at?
Turf Club's a good one. Amsterdam is a great venue. If you can get Amsterdam, try to get him in the bar side, because then you don't gotta charge a cover and you can pack it. If you got some, if you're trying to book a big event though, they got a great hall over there that can fit a ton of people in it. Mm-hmm. But we got Docks Landing on the 30th. That's gonna be a good one. Mm-hmm. But other than
what
that,
about downtown St. Paul?
I mean, you got your big theaters and stuff.
Amsterdam is downtown St. Paul.
Yeah, okay. Amsterdam is downtown St. Okay. Paul.
So what? You know what's
I'm
happening?
Trying to get a show at Mancini's though. How can we make that happen,
nice.
Man?
Nice.
Up in
that
the Red Lounge,
classy.
Man.
Classy.
Yeah, real classy.
Station 4.
Station 4 is closed for remodeling right now, but okay. That's going to have the train station right there. That place is going to be huge, I bet.
And they're taking the pole out of the middle of the stage. Nice. I don't know if that's true. Yep, I just made that up.
Shout out Sinfalone. That's where I met Sinfalone on New Year's Eve at a Mod Sun show.
Shout out Sin, man.
That's the homie right there. Sinfalone's on every record I got besides the Napoleon Dynamite one. He's killing them out here. His tape's about to drop, too. And we got a little group, too, but I'm going to try to get him to let me get on the podcast again when I bring that up.
That's what's up.
Back in the Lunatics days, we did a lot of shows at The Rock in Maplewood.
I did a couple shows at The Rock.
I loved The Rock, man.
I
was a big place.
Up in there, Haystack. A lot of classic shows.
Speaking of D-Mill, he booked me to open up for DMX at The Rock, and DMX never showed up.
same he did with at the Zombie Pub Crawl, man. Yeah.
And I opened up through D-Mill, I opened up for Afro Man? At The Rock.
Okay.
Good times. Nice. Good times right there.
There's a rock group called Ginger Jake.
Yeah, I remember Ginger Jake.
Yeah, we opened for them out there.
Yeah, Ginger Jake, Three Pill Morning. There's a few bands and
also Roz Lounge down on West 7th. They got a lot of hip hop shows out there. It's kind of take it how you want it, but it's kind of the Red Sea of St. Paul. Minnesota Music Cafe.
Yeah, Minnesota Music Cafe. Yeah.
Great venue. That'll be March 6th. Okay. How drunk?
How
catch
drunk.
A DUI. Catch a DUI in Ramsey
March
County
5th.
For once.
March 5th.
Oops.
It's a Wednesday. You'll
not
see,
that we
man.
Encourage it, but
yeah. As soon as we get this poster up, you're not gonna be able to go anywhere without seeing the posters. So,
how drunk?
Yeah, how drunk?
Hey, technically, I'm not gonna get drunk there.
Yeah.
I'm on a year long. I've been using the word fast. My homie from prison wrote. He's like, when I told him I was doing a year sober, he called my fast.
Yeah.
And I'm on day 162.
162, nice. Baby.
So
tell the story. I read it on Facebook. What initiated that?
Because
that's a good.
Man, I don't know. I've just challenged myself.
Right.
I guess, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what people need to challenge themselves to do stuff. And I think that's actually more people need to do that. Not with alcohol. Not necessarily with anything.
What else are you fasting from?
It's everything except the. I mean, I've had a sugar-free Red Bull, but
okay.
Count that.
Okay.
It's been everything.
Okay. What a.
That'd be a private.
Okay. All right.
So exactly, is it just alcohol? Or
no,
what?
No, it's every drug except I have had a couple sugar-free Red Bulls at the bar, some
okay.
caffeine.
Okay.
But
he's a daredevil.
No,
I've
never been big on caffeine, but if you're completely sober from everything and you have a couple Red Bulls at the bar, it starts
for sure.
But what spawned this here?
Man, I think just some challenge with myself, you know what I'm saying?
I thought you said something about on Facebook, something about somebody had said,
oh,
if you've
RDM,
ever
RDM RDM from the group Uprock told me he kind of had a daydream about me that I should slow up on drugs because I'm always posting my crazy drug adventure. I'll just post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been like that because maybe like 13 years ago, I was someplace. It was like, say there's a room with this many people in, or like, say there's like three more girls in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody except me and another dude got up to go do coke and they went in the bathroom. And we're like, why'd they go in the bathroom to do coke? Like, they could have done coke out here. We know they're doing coke.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy was like, man, I think they're ashamed of it. And I was like, man, if I do anything, I'm not ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. If I were to do some drugs, I'll just tell you about it on Facebook the next day, because that's what happened.
Yeah.
And RDM told me that he had a daydream that I should, that he always used my Facebook post and that I should slow down. So I was like, all right, I'll blow you sober. Boom.
Just to test it.
Yeah.
See if you can.
Yeah, yeah.
That's noble, man.
Show that you have master over.
Yeah, props, man. 160.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, though, I won't take those props. Give me 203 more days, and then I'll take those props.
Hey, man, you're
the goal
it
is
there.
A year,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You got to
yeah.
make it to the year before there's any cheer, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that's what, you got the book the next book coming, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You got the show coming up, CD release Thursday. Party.
Yep, that's on Thursday. And then the album, St. Paul's song.
Now, Zach, the sequel to When In Bees and Slave Ants, is that when ants strike back?
The ants strike back.
No.
You have to read it.
Oh, no.
Don't give too much away.
Put my man on the spot, man. I'll make it after this if, you know, Remo gives me a ride.
Yeah. Yeah. to the show, for sure.
All right, so Thursday?
Yeah, we can do that. We can go out to that.
If I'm not there, it's Remo.
It's on me.
Yep, we're going to pack it in, so come out.
Food out there?
Two for ones. No, there ain't no food out there. Get some grub beforehand. Go out there, fuck around, get a Heggie's pizza, though. They got that Heggie's.
Yeah, that's good. That's good bar pizza.
Nobody knows. Is it Heggie's? Is it Heggie's?
I've always called it Heggie's, but it could be Heggie's.
Why is it controversial?
Because it's H-E-G-G-I-A-S, and you'll run into like 50%
people. It's spelled Heggie's, so yeah. I'm going with Heggie's. But I'm sure, watch all the comments now for the podcast. They're all going to be a big debate about frozen pizza.
Fuck you.
Man, you're stealing news.
With a J. I'll come down there.
Look, I don't want any trouble, all right? Yeah. Let's just agree to disagree.
I'm just here for sure.
Well, I want to thank you guys for making it out here for this. It's like Hoth right now. Are you guys familiar with Star Wars? Hoth, the planet Hoth.
Like a desert?
What, a winter.
Oh, the winter.
It's snow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trace, it's blowing out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's the beginning of part episode 6 or 5.
It's Return of the Jedi, I believe. It's Empire Strikes Back.
That is episode 5.
Tauntauns.
Who gets to nail down a little harder?
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah, they do make this Tauntaun sleeping bag, which is pretty cool. I don't know if I want to spend $100. You just unzip it and you get inside.
That's gross.
Yeah, go inside.
They cut it open to
survive.
Throw Luke in there.
Right.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's seriously
that's the
like
one and only time you see Han use a lightsaber is to cut the Tauntaun open. And
Luke makes out with his sister.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. Oh yeah.
Shit gets real in Star Wars.
No joke. I know a lot of people are excited that J.J. Abrams is doing the new one.
That's dope.
I know everybody, I'm sure everybody could relate. Like, oh, they're going to redo it again? Oh, J.J. Abrams is doing it. Yeah. Oh, bet. Well, that's going to be dope. Yeah, that's super dope.
The Star Trek movies?
He did Star Trek. He did Prometheus.
Like the new Star Trek one.
Yeah, Lost. He did Lost.
Lost, yeah.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams is the man. The man.
Is it going to be episode 7?
Yep. They're bringing everybody back, too. Mark Hamill.
7, 8, 9.
Yo, my eyes are spinning horizontally right now.
They got
everybody. Yeah, everybody's coming back. Everybody's coming back, and they're going to be like 60 or 70 in the movies.
Yo, I watched Leia? What's her real name?
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
I watched her do like an hour special about her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it affected her.
Yeah.
And
Princess Leia.
Yeah. And like they were making sex dolls, like Princess Leia sex dolls, and they brought one in. And like the psychological effects on like, I think Remo, what if like they were selling around the country Remo Williams sex dolls?
All right.
I can't really comment on it. It might be going on. I don't know yet. I'm waiting on word back right now. But
how it's affecting me so far,
I really can't. You know, I haven't been able to really sit down and channel how I feel about it. But if my doll looked anything like Princess Leia, that would probably be pretty scarring.
You know, I'd be curious to know if Lucas was in on the licensing for that sex doll.
He retained all of it, you know, so he might still be waiting on his checks.
In the hour-long special, she talks about that, how when she was young, she signed away her
licensing
to this dude.
Really?
Sold to this.
Damn. Because, you know, Lucas was like, he got all the rights for all the Star Wars shit because whoever
they
the first movie
were,
studio
yeah.
was were like, yeah, you can have them. I mean, sure.
And he was like, woo!
And man, now there's Star Wars everything. Everything. And it's never stopped. There's Star Wars Legos right now. Man, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Tauntaun sleeping bag.
For real. Hey, if anybody's trying to get rid of a Tauntaun sleeping bag, if it's in any kind of good shape or anything, Rob is looking for one.
I am, absolutely.
You know, he's got
absolutely.
PayPal. He pays a lot of people in these stickers, yep. You know, public appearances.
Yep. I'll just be on the show.
Yep.
I'll let you on the show.
Yep.
We can talk about anything. Anything.
Anything.
We'll have a sleepover, and I'll sleep in that sleeping bag.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. He's got an owl. Shout out to the owl.
You see that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look directly at him.
He hasn't looked directly at him since we got here.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. So let's look forward to that Star Wars episode 7.
Yes.
J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
I'm not a Trekkie, but I thought those new Star Trek.
A couple years. Yeah, 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, those Star Trek movies
are
dope.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching the original series. I never got into like the Next Generation and all that, whatever after that.
Make it so.
Was that a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, that goes way... people at home, you know, I just, of course, you know, as everyone else knows, did a very direct quote from Captain Jean-Luc Picard and, you know, The Next Generation.
Yeah,
and the fact that
you're talking
Rob,
about Professor X.
Let's just back it up here. Let's just reel it in for a
back
second.
Back that thing up.
You know, if anybody could send, you know, if you're just really sitting at home and you're finishing up the podcast and you want to send a ridiculous amount of, you know, just a ridiculous amount. I'm talking like just overkill. You know, facts, stories, episodes, maybe your own fan fiction about Star Trek: The Next Generation to Rob. You can reach him at his website, which is, he's not jumping in here. Thankyourob.com. Yes,
Rob with
please.
Two B's.
No, it's one B. It's one B. And yeah, just send everything you got, you know, and then this will really be a movement here. Viva la resistance.
That's right. What's up. I just want to say thank you, Rob, for putting
yeah.
me on this
yeah.
podcast.
No problem,
man. Go MJ out there. GoMJMusic@gmail.com, too. Get at me. I got features, whatever you all need.
Zach, where are you at on the internet?
You know.
Facebook?
Way in the corner.
Way
in
the corner.
He's observing. You think he's kind of quiet, but he's observing. He's taking it all in.
I'm more on a mental internet.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
How do you get that? Does Comcast have that?
If you just think about me real hard, I'll know what you're doing.
All right, and of course, Remo Williams.
You know.
With a Z?
Yeah.
Some
I'm,
real
hip
hop right
the
there, guys. Take note.
I'm getting very close.
I spoke his name wrong on
Yeah. Oh no, that's happened so many times. I'm getting ready to finish up a video that my first official solo video venture is coming out. It's a song off my album that I released in physical copies last year, and I'm getting to re-release for free on the internet. My album On Location. The video's off of there, featuring the lovely Erin McCormick, songstress, siren, all around good person, and then. Collaboration with that, I'm also re-releasing my album for free on my Bandcamp page, which will be up. It'll actually be three albums worth of material for free. That's going to roll right into, you know, this whole push we're doing for the summer. Me and Mike the Martyr, shout out to him, are doing an album together that's coming out in April. So I'm planning on being all up in your shit all summer. And you know, I want to be Big Zach when I grow up. So I'm making.
How's
all
he doing so far?
To do that, you know, I can't grow a beard, which is you know the biggest hurdle that I've had so far. But you know, I read all his books, and you know, it's you know, it's an aspiration of mine,
right.
That
you gotta have dreams.
Yeah,
you gotta
have
that goal. You gotta set that goal.
Know? And I figure if I tell as many people as possible, you know, I at least you know kind of got within the shadow of it at some point. You know? And if not, you know, it's all fair. You know,
right.
It's you know, I think talking about it more helps me cope.
Good.
Underground will never die.
Yeah.
Well, it will not. While we're at it, I'm going to tell you about thankyourob.com.
Okay.
It's a little website I got.
1B, right?
1B.
1B. Yeah,
1B.
Yeah.
The email address is robb@thankyourob.com.
So I'm assuming you couldn't just get rob@1B.com.
That's right. I could not. I could not. That was my first attempt.
That's a deep scar, right?
Yeah.
Does that hurt?
I don't like to talk about that.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you. Rob with four B's.
Yeah, Rob.
Emphasis on the.
Oh, Rob.com.
Thank you, Rob.com. You can go there. It's a landing page. You can listen to past episodes of the podcast right here. Episode with Big Zach. MJ's first episode, which is right now. Perhaps in the future, you'll have your own. Let's set that goal.
Let's do it.
Remo Williams, he's a recurring
guest.
This
is my fourth time.
The Cliff Clavin of the Thank You Rob.
Yeah, I am told that I am now tied with capacity far as the fourth time. So let's keep this thing going. You know, I'm gonna see, you know, if I can, you know, get on here about 16, 17 times. Maybe I'll do some guest spots, you know, or some commercials, you know, just kind of break it up a little bit here, you know, kind of add some excitement.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a bunch of books and all sorts of stuff. No, it's
we'll
really
see
going
what the
down.
Future holds.
Yeah, yeah.
ThankYouRob.com. You can also go to my iDefine Design graphic design page. I do, like we said, award winning.
Yes.
And by award, I mean
world renowned.
World renowned, being that it's all based on my mom. My mom made this trophy for me and gave it to me and said, "You make the world's best graphic design work."
Wow.
And she lives in Europe now, so not true, but I'm using that as my world-renowned, award-winning basis.
Yep. All the wolves in here are nodding their heads, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
And then there's also another podcast I do called Some People's Kids Podcast.
What is that about exactly?
It's just a little comedy podcast, me and my buddy. It's essentially what we just did.
I
got to
be on
about,
that one. I want to be on that one, too.
I can tell you, your knowledge of Star Wars and Star Trek would fit very well with just the
entertainment. And I hate Some People's Kids. So I really,
does.
I want to be.
Does.
See, has Capacity been on the other one?
He has not.
See, that's let's do that. We're going to tape one of those before we leave.
All right.
Let's do it.
But I do that with my buddy Chuck Chase.
I met Chuck.
The honorable mention.
Okay.
Show.
Okay. But the honorable mention one wasn't.
That was not.
Kids.
That was like a collaboration. A collabo.
No, I liked him. He was cool. He was
a good guy.
Actually, initially, I thought he was the cool guy. I was wrong.
You absolutely
were.
I was wrong, but you know,
that was cool, man. That was good times, man. We need to do another one of those, the honorable mention shows.
Right.
That was a really special time.
It was. And then also on thankyourob.com, the Brims and Tongues website, there's a link right there.
Yes.
You can go right to Brims and Tongues. They have a new web store that I put together.
Did you go live with that already?
It is going to be live probably this week.
That's dope.
Yes.
Man. Congrats on that.
Hey,
you're doing big things.
Thank you. And then I got to give a shout out to Fuzz Talk Radio based out of Mankato.
Yeah.
My buddy Nuts does Fuzz Talk Radio. It's an internet radio station.
Shout out to Intelligent Design.
Intelligent Design.
Me and Martyr are doing a show down there.
Nice.
Coming down to Mankato day after Valentine's Day. It's at, I think it's the What's Up Lounge.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Pandemonium. Pandemonium. We went down and did a show down there last year. I don't remember the name of the venue. It was one that was like closing or something.
Oh, okay. I forget the name of it. It was across from Chopper's Bar. But yes.
I really don't know. We were down there. I was sleep deprived. It was a wild party. The lights went out. And I was,
Yeah. What's Up Lounge is a good venue.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Top above a bar. And
yeah, we just did a song with Bob Chilswell.
He's
in Intelligent Design, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Martyr, we put it out. We're trying to do it. Trying to do big things.
Yeah, you are. You are. And then so FuzzTalkRadio.com, and they support local Minneapolis, St. Paul, all the way down to Mankato.
Absolutely.
Anything Minnesota.
Absolutely. Shout out East Bethel.
Shout out to East Bethel.
So are we doing last words? Anybody got
last words? Go.
Wait, hold on. I want to go second to last. All right, here, because I got something good. Okay.
MJ.
All right. Last thoughts. Ready to go.
Yeah, I hope to see everybody on Thursday out at Doc's Landing. Going to be up there with D-Mills, 2-for-1s, 10 to midnight. GoMJMusic.com. Check me out.
January 30th.
I'll be at the Hip Hop for Autism Benefit. That's at Amsterdam. That's an early show on a Sunday. And that's at February 16th.
All right, Zach, what do you got?
You know how we were talking about Shaq rapping earlier?
Yeah.
I meant to slip this in, but I didn't. The dude who started the home opener for St. Paul Saints,
okay.
The pitcher, his name is Mark Hamburger. I kicked with dude a little bit, and he can rap.
Really?
Like, he'd be making tracks.
Okay.
It's just kind of dope.
Okay.
But I don't know if he'll be able to put them out to his, because athletes, that doesn't always balance.
Okay. He goes ham.
Hamburger
goes ham.
Yeah, I don't know if he can go ham.
Oh, that's an awesome
guy.
Yeah. He's got so much to build off the hamburger name, absolutely. Yeah.
But someday, fools will hear his rap.
Yeah.
He can kind of rap a little bit.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, all right,
Remo.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
I've actually had second thoughts about what I was going to say. Like, I thought it was dope, and then just in the waning seconds, it really kind of slipped away. So I'm just going to go with my gut. Vive la Resistance!
Chewbacca balls. For
Get a picture, nigga, we paint dreamscapes. Let the ink from the pen bleed into the beat break. No bargain hunting for colors, fam, use a cheapskate. Use a black thought blue with Jean Grey. Pristine 16, sweeter than cheesecake. More styles in my catalog than East Bay. Pulled up to Fifth in the Denali, then dip with Big Zach and the Prince of Killer Cali. Scribble the ditty to this Killstorm dandy. Girls go berserk, they piss, they can't have me. Pepsi challenge with any jam on the radio. This shit bangs, fuck anybody to say it don't. By the time I finish, I have a list of your favorite quotes. Wanna know how to flow, homie, start taking notes. Underground heads embedded like an ostrich. Little something for your headphones, trunks, and boxes. Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap on your amp like you hope that it breaks. Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap.
Yeah, ayo, soon June coming, my cup running, my mom blunting. Duck hunting and stunt, trying to pick up hunnids. Head honeys, get money, cause chicks want it. Bent 100%, twist something. This function was fly, have my squeeze with me. A Japanese Cindy Crop in Yacht City. And the collage fit me well, handling my business. Trying to get up on some tail, heard my pre-sales. Got a couple females clocking my scales. Not to mention I was topping the bill. Out for the thrills, bouncing eyes down on the brown. Detroit cap 87, finding a crown. I had a pretty brown out on the town, driving them wild. Both shoes climbing the clowns. I had a Cindy in the city, another Cindy when I cut. A little something for the bodies, beat it in the trunk.
Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap on your amp like you hope that it breaks. Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap on your amp like you hope that it breaks.
High like a pterodactyl off a capsule. Eat a little cat in the castle downstairs. Staring down this goddess I was given while I worship women. My purpose, my position, got the earth spinning on my index, doing it well. Well, I'm doing it all day, proving it. Moving with my inner energy, the energy OD. My outer aura, powerful, so free. So free. Big Minnesota, girl pull, gravity of a solar. System center, hold the head of a cobra. So let me hold little dough, promoter. I put my pockets on the fact you can't fade me. I'm getting better with age, Jay-Z. I got a record, so hey, maybe. Hide the drugs in the trunk, shut safely.
Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap on your amp like you hope that it breaks. Bounce, rock, roller skate. Surrounded by the sound, there ain't no escape. It pounds, it knocks, it goes, it cranks. Let it slap on your amp like you hope that it breaks.